Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, thanks for joining us here on Studio Classroom. Let's start off today's lesson with a talk about it question. I want to ask, why do you think so many people travel long distances to see icebergs?
This is an interesting question, Garrett, and I don't know anyone who has traveled to see an iceberg before, but I know I would want to see one just because I never have seen one, and I would have to travel pretty far to see one because they are very far away from where I live.
Yeah, I think my answer would be about the same. I was confused by the question at first. I also have never met anyone who's done this.
Yeah, it seems like it's something that some people like to do, and they specifically visit a place called Iceberg Alley. That is the title of our lesson today, friends. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
Iceberg Alley. Few places can top Iceberg Alley for seeing majestic mountains of drifting ice. From April to August, people along the coasts of Newfoundland and Labrador in eastern Canada turn their eyes toward the Atlantic Ocean in anticipation of a remarkable spectacle. This region, often called Iceberg Alley, is one of the best places in the world to see icebergs drift by. Experts estimate that between 400 and 800 medium and large sized icebergs pass through Iceberg Alley every year. These towering blocks of ice travel south from Greenland, catching sunlight in shades of bright white, deep blue, and even pale green. For many visitors, it feels like watching giant frozen mountains float by just offshore.
Hello friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 offshore 这个副词，意思是离岸的或是向外海，譬如The boat drifted offshore slowly while everyone relaxed and quietly watched the sunset. 船只缓缓地向外海飘去，与此同时，大家放松身心，静静地欣赏着日落。接着来看 onshore 这个字，当形容词的时候，意思是向岸上的，向陆地的。Onshore winds 是指吹向陆地的海风，譬如Strong onshore winds pushed cool air inland during the afternoon, making the beach chilly. 下午时，来自海上的强风将冷空气吹向内陆，使海滩变得阴冷起来。另外来看一个惯用语 at sea， 字面的意思呢是在海上中航行，它常常引申为茫然或是不知所措。譬如 without clear plans,She felt completely at sea when the project suddenly changed direction. 由于缺乏明确的计划，当专案突然改变方向时，她感到完全不知所措。
Icebergs are some of the most amazing things you can see out in nature. Let's talk about one place you could travel to see them.
Okay, here we go, friends. Let's get right into our lesson.Few places can top Iceberg Alley for seeing majestic mountains of drifting ice from April to August. People along the coasts of Newfoundland and Labrador in eastern Canada turn their eyes toward the Atlantic Ocean. Let's stop there for just a moment, friends, and talk about that word majestic.
Yeah, we used it to describe these icebergs, something that is majestic. is very grand and impressive, sometimes even beautiful.
Let's use that word majestic in a sentence. The ocean looked majestic at sunrise.
Yeah, I feel like you could even use that to describe someone who dances very beautifully.
Yeah, they are very majestic in their dancing. So we see here that there's a certain time that people can see icebergs and a certain place as well.
Yeah, so people do this, they look toward this place in anticipation of a remarkable spectacle. Let's talk about that word, anticipation.
Okay, this is a good word to talk about. Anticipation means excited and waiting for something.
All right, here is that word in a sentence. The kids waited in anticipation for their gifts on Christmas morning.
Anticipation is generally a positive feeling, friends. If you're anticipating something, it usually means that you're looking forward to it. Now, sometimes, once in a while, you could be anticipating something bad to happen, but that's usually because you're thinking in a more pessimistic way.
Yeah, and you have a feeling of anticipation when you're anticipating. Well, we are in anticipation of a remarkable spectacle here. A spectacle is an amazing or an exciting sight.
I'm sure you have seen some spectacles before, friends. For example, a fireworks show can be a beautiful spectacle.
Right, okay, we should probably keep reading now. This region, often called Iceberg Alley, is one of the best places in the world to see icebergs drift by.
Okay, so we're talking about a very specific region. We found out where that was earlier. This is along the coast of Newfoundland and Labrador in eastern Canada.
Right, it's pretty far north in this area and quite cold. That's one of the reasons why you might see these icebergs.
All right, let's learn some more here, friends. Experts estimate that between 400 and 800 medium and large-sized icebergs pass through Iceberg Alley every year.
Okay, these towering blocks of ice travel south from Greenland, catching sunlight in shades of bright white.
We see a great adjective we can talk about here, friends. It's that word towering. If something is towering, it means it is very tall and very high.
Yeah, for example, towering trees in a forest might block out the sun and make the lower areas a lot darker. It's towering because it looks kind of like a big tower.
Yeah, and that's what these icebergs look like as well. These are towering blocks of ice.
They catch sunlight in shades of bright white, deep blue, and even pale green.
This is something I never thought about before, friends. I always pictured icebergs as just being white, but I guess they have some coloring to them.
Yeah, especially when sunlight shines through them.
That makes sense. Well, we read on here, for many visitors, it feels like watching giant frozen mountains float by just offshore.
Right, these are kind of like mountains. Again, they're towering and very tall, but they're also kind of moving as they float in the ocean.
Yeah, we found that out earlier in this section that these medium and large size icebergs pass through Iceberg Alley every year. So that gives me the idea that they aren't really stationary. They're not standing still. They're actually moving through and they have some destination they're going to.
Yeah, so of course these are beautiful. They're a majestic sight. But something you probably want to be careful of, too.
Yeah, probably want to observe them from the shore. Well, we have more to learn about these beautiful icebergs in Iceberg Alley, so let's continue on with the next part of our reading right now.
Iceberg Alley. Iceberg Alley attracts so much attention because every iceberg is different. Some appear sharp and jagged, while others look smooth and rounded like polished sculptures. Their shapes constantly change as seawater melts them.
接着来看名词 spectacle， 意思是壮观场面或是奇观。譬如 ，Everyone stared at the spectacle in utter disbelief。每个人都难以置信地注视着那个壮观的景象。Spectacle 的复数形 spectacles 可以表示眼镜。譬如 ，The librarian adjusted her spectacles before looking closely at the book for any damage。图书馆员调整了一下他的眼镜，然后仔细查看那本书是否有任何损坏。Spectacle 的形容词是 spectacular， 意思是壮观的、精彩绝伦的。譬如 ，The shooting stars last night were spectacular. I wouldn't have missed them for the world. 昨晚的流星雨十分壮观，我无论如何也不会错过这个奇景。
So, are you looking to travel to Iceberg Alley? Let's talk more about what you might see.
Okay, let's read it together, friends.Iceberg Alley attracts so much attention because every iceberg is different. Let's talk about a few of the words in that sentence.
Let's talk about the word attracts. If something attracts you, it pulls you toward it. Maybe physically, like a magnet, or maybe it just brings your attention toward it.
Here's an example of how you could use that word attracts in a sentence. The bright lights attracted a lot of mosquitoes. So, you know, friends, when there are bright lights, maybe a lot of bugs are attracted to them. They pull those bugs in and they want to be where the lights are.
What do these icebergs attract? They attract people's attention. That's their notice or just their interest in something.
Sometimes when you hear a loud noise, it will get your attention. You begin to pay attention because you heard something.
All right, let's continue. Some appear sharp and jagged, while others look smooth and rounded like polished sculptures.
Here's a great word we can use to talk about the appearance of these icebergs, friends. Jagged means sharp with rough points.
Here's an example sentence.The broken glass had jagged edges.
All right, let's read on here. Their shapes constantly change as seawater melts them. So it sounds like these icebergs don't stay the same. Their shape is constantly changing.
Absolutely, there's always something new to see. And friends, we have something new to learn in today's Deep Dive.
Deep Dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Pass through. Ever walked through an airport, security, shoes off, arms up, holding your breath as the scanner beeps? Then, ding, you pass through and you're free to grab your bag and run for the gate. That moment of moving from one side to the other,That's pass through doing its job. Pass through means to go from one place or state to another, often briefly or without stopping for a long time. It can be physical, like traveling, or more abstract, like information moving along. For example, the train passes through our small town every morning at 7:15, or,The virus passed through the family quickly, but everyone recovered fast. Here are three more popular pass phrases. Pass by means to go past something without stopping. For example, I pass by the bakery every day, and the smell of fresh bread is torture. Pass away is a gentle way to say someone has died.For example, my grandma passed away peacefully last year, surrounded by family. Pass the time means to spend time doing something to avoid boredom. For example, we played card games to pass the time during the long car ride. I once tried to pass through a crowded market with an ice cream cone. It was a big mistake.It melted all over my shirt in seconds. These pass phrases help us talk about movement, time and life in the smoothest way. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Iceberg Alley. One of the most intriguing features of icebergs is their sheer size. In 2017, a photo of an iceberg near the village of Fairyland, Newfoundland, went viral because the block of ice looked many times the size of the houses nearby. But only about 1/10 of an iceberg is visible above the water. Most of the iceberg is concealed under the water. The iceberg near Fairyland ran aground because that water was shallow compared to the iceberg.
Conceal 意思是隐藏、掩饰，譬如 The manager tried to conceal his frustration while he smiled politely and waited to speak. 经理强忍着懊恼，面带礼貌的微笑，等待发言。片语 conceal someone from someone 的意思呢，是对某人隐瞒某人的身份或是行踪，或者是 conceal something from someone 对某人隐瞒某事。来看个例句：He tried hard to conceal the truth from his mother, knowing she would be furious when she found out what he had done. 他努力向母亲隐瞒真相，知道当他发现自己的所作所为时，一定会非常生气。Conceal加上字尾 ment 就变成名词 concealment， 意思是隐匿、藏匿。譬如 The small box offered concealment for valuables during travel through crowded public places like bus stations. 穿梭在公车站这类拥挤公共场所时，这个小盒子可以用来藏匿贵重物品。这就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, friends. Hopefully, we are attracting your attention. Let's talk a bit more about icebergs.
Okay, let's learn a little bit more about what makes icebergs so interesting. One of the most intriguing features of icebergs is their sheer size. Now, this word intriguing, friends, means that something is very interesting and it makes you curious.
For example, the mystery story was very intriguing. I always wanted to know what would happen next.
One of the intriguing features of these icebergs is how big they are. In 2017, a photo of an iceberg near the village of Fairyland, Newfoundland, went viral because the block of ice looked many times the size of the houses nearby.
It went viral. When things go viral online, they become very popular. This happens quickly, and they spread just like other kinds of viruses.
Yeah, for example, you might see a funny video online that has gone viral. Sometimes when things are very popular, they can go viral overnight.
We read on that only about 1/10 of an iceberg is visible above the water. So even though that viral iceberg looked massive, actually, it was much bigger than what you could see.
This is something I did know about icebergs, is that there's more to them under the surface than above the surface of the water. Most of the iceberg is concealed under the water. The iceberg near Fairyland ran aground because that water was shallow compared to the iceberg.
Okay, it ran aground. This is an interesting phrase. It means that something gets stuck on the bottom in shallow water. We might often use this to talk about boats that get stuck on the shore.
For example, the ship ran aground on the reef.
Yeah, we could even use that phrase to talk about some sea animals if they get stuck too.
Yeah, like a whale or something like that.
Absolutely. Okay, so this iceberg ran aground. It got stuck on the side. There just wasn't enough water.
No, the water was too shallow for that iceberg. We are not done learning about icebergs and Iceberg Alley, friends. For right now, let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看倍数加 the 加名词加 of 这个句型。其中的名词通常表示大小、长度、高度、重量，用来比较两个物件，前者是后者的几倍。如果倍数是两倍，那通常用 twice 而不是 two times。三倍或三倍以上才用 times。如果要表达 0.5 倍，则是用 half。如果要表达 A 是 B 的几倍，可以改为倍数加 as 形容词或副词 as 的结构，像是 3 times the size of the car 可以改为 3 times as large as the car。 来看例句， The truck is 4 times the weight of the tiny sedan he drove in college。 这辆卡车的重量是他大学时期所开的那辆小型轿车的四倍。
We've learned a lot about icebergs and Iceberg Alley, friends. And I'm wondering, was there anything that we learned today that surprised you? What about you, Garrett?
Well, the surprising thing to me is we talked about how many people travel to this famous place called Iceberg Alley, even though it's a place I hadn't heard of before.I wonder if it's very popular in Canada.
That's a good question. It might be. Sometimes, depending on where you live in the world, different travel destinations are more popular than others.
Yeah, we learned a lot about what these icebergs are. They're these big, rocky, jagged pieces of ice that float in the ocean. You can only see a little bit of them above the water, though.
I was also very surprised to learn that these icebergs are reflecting different colors, not just white or clear. Sometimes they look blue or even green when the sun hits them.
Right, so I imagine it would be most exciting to go and see these on a sunny day.
I bet you're right about that. Well, friends, does this sound like something you would like to do? Would you like to visit Iceberg Alley? Maybe you're not convinced yet. That's okay. We have one more day of this article, so make sure you come back and join us tomorrow. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye. Standing there right by your side.Truly a friend for life. A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.